Both of today's readings show us how God pushes the limit of how we think things should be. When Jonah finds out that God wants him to call the great wicked city of Nineveh, Assyria, back to God, to call them to repentance, that God intends to forgive them and give them a second chance, Jonah just can't believe this, because the Ninevites have been so violent and so oppressive to the Hebrew people. So what does he do when God calls? He runs the other way. He gets a boat to escape God as fast as he can and as far away as he can. And of course, God brings him back through this great story of the fish. God brings him back because God has a plan. God intends to be merciful to Nineveh if Nineveh repents. And Jonah can't believe it. And then in today's gospel, Jesus tells a shocking story, a parable really, about a man who is beaten up, stripped, left half dead on the side of the road. And the two people who should stop to help him, the priest and the Levite, they just walk right on by. But a Samaritan, the people who were the most opposed and at odds with the Jewish people, a Samaritan in Jesus' story, is the one who stops to help the man and to bring him back to health. And Jesus says at the end, well, who was the neighbor? And the listeners agree, it was the Samaritan. And Jesus says, well, then you go likewise and treat one another with mercy. So both of today's readings are great calls to compassion and mercy, but not on our own terms. And in both instances, it turns out to be people that are at odds with the Hebrew people. The Ninevites in the one case, the Samaritans on the other, they're at odds with them. There's no reason to think that people are going to very lightly be kind to their lifelong enemies. But Jesus says, in my kingdom, we all are one. So it's a call to compassion, it's a call to mercy, it's a call to give up our tendencies to separate ourselves by ethnic reasons and religious reasons and racial reasons. It's a call to mercy and a call to unity. Two long readings today, but I think there's a common theme and something for us to reflect about. Who in our life, is it a person or is it a group of people? Who in our life have we pushed off to the sidelines? Who have we said we want to separate ourselves from? Who have we refused our mercy and compassion to? Both of today's readings call us to change our way of thinking and to recognize that God's ways are definitely not our ways.